Hey everybody, this is Eric Warrior and welcome to NetworkMarketingPro.com. This week we are going to talk about confidence. How do you build, how do you maintain, how do you sustain confidence? And it seems to be such an important issue. And I'll tell you, one of the biggest reasons it's an issue inside of our profession is because our price of entry is so low that obstacles that wouldn't be an obstacle to a traditional business person, confidence isn't an issue for you if you spent $1 million to start a business. It's not an issue. You'll work through it because your reasons are strong enough. But when you spend $200, $500, $1,000 to start a business, all of a sudden confidence becomes an issue. So, okay, fine. First of all, the biggest thing with confidence is to get your head right as far as what it is that you have, what it is that you offer, what it is that you can deliver to the world. If you treat it like a $1 million business, confidence becomes less and less of an issue. And just figuring it out becomes more of your focus. But since we have such a low price of entry, let's talk about this. If you think about anything that you became confident about in your life, you started off not being confident, right? And I'll give you an example. Growing up as a child, tying your shoes might have been a huge issue. Maybe you lacked confidence like crazy. And you just couldn't figure it out, and you were frustrated by it. And other people could figure it out, and you couldn't. What did you do in order to go from being self-conscious and unconfident about that tying your shoes to becoming confident with tying your shoes? If you think about it, what did you do? You just did it and did it and did it and did it and did it until you figured it out, right? And then you were a little bit clumsy with it for a while, and then you forgot about it. What was the last time you thought about, how should I tie my shoe? You don't think about it anymore. It became part of who you are and what it is that you do, and became something you're totally don't even think about. Another maybe familiar topic is riding a bicycle. You know, when you first wanted to ride a bicycle, maybe somebody had to encourage you, come on, let's learn how to ride a bike. I don't want to ride a bike. I don't want to ride a bike. Or come on, tie your own shoes. I don't want to tie my shoes. You tie my shoes. So eventually you either wanted to or got pushed into getting onto a bicycle and trying for the first time. And how pretty was it at the beginning? Probably not very pretty. You fell over a bunch of times. You said, I want to quit. I want to stop. I don't want to do this anymore. This isn't any fun. I don't need to ride a bike. Don't worry about it. But usually peer pressure. Your friends are riding a bike. Maybe another family member's riding bikes. You want to ride a bike too. That external pressure got you back on the bike. And then what did you do in order to be able to learn how to ride a bike? You did it and did it and did it and did it and did it. So I could give you a million examples. What is it? What did it take with everything that you're confident about now in your life to become confident? Repetition. Repetition, 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 repetition. Now, if you spend $1 million on your business, repetition's no problem. Nothing at all. It's very easy for you to go out there and do the things that you need to do because you have strong reasons. But this low price of entry, sometimes people will do it once, they'll do it twice, and they'll be like the little kid who fell off the bike and say, I don't want to do this anymore. This isn't fun anymore. You told me it was going to be easy, and it's not easy, and I fell, and I scratched my leg, and this, you know, people laughed at me, and it wasn't fun. Any of you doing those same kind of childish behaviors in your network marketing business? First time somebody says boo, or laughed at you, or whatever, you go, oh, this isn't fun. You said it was going to be easy. I don't want to do that again. It's no fun. I might fall. Somebody might laugh. It's the same thing, people. Here's the deal. Repetition. If you want to become good at talking to people, go talk to them. If you want to become good at selling your product, do it over and over and over and over and over again. If you want to get good at being a presenter and presenting your opportunity, do it over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. Everything that we do is all about repetition, getting better at it, using plan, do, review, using some of the tools that we talked about on previous shows, but it's going to come back to, in order to get confident at tying your shoe, you're going to have to practice and practice and practice until you get good at it. And then you forget about it and it'll just become part of you. Same thing's true with riding a bike. Same thing's true with everything that you've become good at in your life. The same thing is true in our business. Repetition, 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 repetition. That is the name of the game. You've got to be able to go out there and do it enough times that you can figure yourself out, figure it out, and get better at it.